And the Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Mirazi Shiyuchyu. Osus Chaya Fege, Chaya Chaya Fege Masin Chadis Basi, Vesosho Chalei Soil, Rav Yigal, Meir Ben Gloria, Fushlim Sosho Chalei Soil. And schus Avigail, Ayala Spasi Ocheve, Vesosho Chalei Soil. Rus Victoria Bastihila Rovida, Besok Shacholei Yisrael, Rav Moshe Ben Reza, Rav Yitzhak Ben Baracha, Refu'a Shleima, B'toch Sha'al Cholei Yisrael. And we are going to be learning the Sugya Vayra, Vayimotze, and Lav Shem Bo Maisa, based on one of my favorite Sfarim, the Sefer Aliyos Moshe, which is written by one of the Choshev Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael today, living in Beitar, Rav Scheinberger. The Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the third halacha, writes, Ein Oloike Lo Mishum Lo Yirav Lo Yimotze Eli Yimkeim Kono Chometz B'Pesach V'Chimtzo Kedei She'yase Bo Maisa. A person doesn't get malchus for bayira bayimotze unless he actually bought chametz on Pesach, or he was mechametz, he caused it to be the leaven to become chametz. He has to do a maise. But if he has chametz before Pesach, he just leaves it there. He's over on two lavim. So by Matzah, but he doesn't get Malkus. Why? Because he didn't do a Maisa. You don't do a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. That's the Jewish rule. It's good to know. For those who want to do Averis and want to avoid Malkus, there you have it. The Minchas Chinuch in Tofresh Beis is Makshal Divrei Rambam. Perek Zayin, Mihilchas Geneva, Halacha Gimel, Kol Mi Shemashe Beveito, Ove Chanuto, Midah Chasera, O Mishkal Chaser, Over Belo Taase, Shenamar Lo Ya Bekisra, etc. Ven Lo Kin Alav Zeh Sharei Ein Bo Maase. So this is a kasha that I love. Mihilchas Chinuch says, look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to have false weights in your house, in your store. If you do, you're over an aloysis say. And he brings a pasuk. But you don't get mlai, you don't get malchus, because the lav shembo maisa, that it's just there. So why doesn't the Rambam here say the same word he said by in Chometz Matzah? That if you do a maisa, if you make a midah and a mishkal, you do a maisa, so then you get malchus. But here the Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam just says you don't get malchus. That's the kasha. In the Kisvei Talmidei Harav Mibrisk, which is gebrengt in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Mibeis Levi, achad mehagadot hapopulariot. You know, there's 80,000 Haggadahs, it's hard to stand out, but I think this is one of the standouts. So they answer in the name of the Brisk Rav that Chometz and Pesach is different. That the Yisoid of the Isser is the Shalom. That his Kinyan in the Chayfetz is the Isser. And according to that, in the Etzem Kniya, there's a Maisa Isser that's Mesiachis to the Lav. Since he does a maisa making the chametz his. By chametz b'pesach, the yisod of Isser is that it's shelo. That it became his. By doing an act of buying it, he's making it his. Or creating it, he's making it his. So that's the Isser. Mashen ken b'midos v'mishkolos, the Isser is the etzem hashihiyah shel hakelim etzlo. So it emerges that the Etzem HaKniyah, there the Isser is the fact that he has these kelim. Not that it's shalom, but that he has these kelim with him. The fact that these kelim are in his rishus. Not that it's his, but that these kelim are in his rishus. So it emerges that the very buying is not a maisa in the lav of lo yeva kisra, evan, eifa veifa, etc. In this lav of lo yelecha evan, it's only the fact that it's by you, that it's with you. That's what makes you over in a lav. And the maisa kniya doesn't make it a lav sheish bo maisa. Because there the lav is that it's by you. So it's with you. So the fact that he buys it is not the lav. That's not the isser. The isser is that it's in his possession. So memela, it's not a lav sheish bo maisa even if he buys false weights. It's not the buying that's the issur, it's the fact that it's in his possession, that it's with him, that it's in his house, in his store. So memela, I can't make it a lav sheish bo maisa. Masha'en came when it comes to chametz. There the issur is that it's his. And you own it. How does he own it? Oh, if he buys it, then he owns it, so that's a lav sheish bo maisa. That's what gives him bailus, if he makes it or he creates it. So that's the chiluk. Is it pshat and bailus, or is it pshat it's with you? If it's pshat and bailus, then it's the maisa is going to be isser if you buy it. If it's isser that it's just with you, so there it's not the isser, it's not that it's by bailus, and mele buying it isn't the lav. And that's the difference between chametz, where the isser is the bailus, and the eifa ve'eifa, where the isser is that it's with you. However, this is very difficult to understand. Because who says that this chilek is correct? By Mishkolos is also of Tanai of Bailus. Lo yelecha beveischa, lo yelecha bekischa, so to the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchot Zgineva, shlo yeladim evan ve'evan eifo ve'eifo ve'aval pi she'enu lekech ve'noisen kechoik. So, he says that there's a lav that a person shouldn't have Bailus in this midah chaser, shlo yeladim evan ve'evan. Shouldn't own it. So how can we kover that the lav is the etzem hashihiyah? It's not the bailus. Here it's also the bailus. Just like chametz. And then achma adayim mishashashim, megashashim ba'afela, we are still in the dark. We want to know what is the difference between the two lavim. And the answer, the Bris Kerov, is shver tzuzogin. Both of them is an iser bailus. So it would appear that we can make the following chakira, and that is, what's the gather of the iser bal yirah bal yimotze? Is the mahusa iser the bailus on the chametz that the Torah assert a person to have bailim, to be bailim, to have bailus, to have ownership on the chametz? Or do we say that the iser that the Torah assert is the very fact that the chametz is in our house, is in our border? Just the Torah was mechadesh, a tenai, that if it belongs to somebody else, it's mutter. Kripshat loshen ha-gemore, shelcha yata roye, atalata roye shel acherim. You're not allowed to see it if it belongs to you, but if it belongs to others, you're allowed. So it's mashma that there's a heter in the yisr, v'bal yeroi. If the chametz belongs to somebody else, you're allowed to see it. Not that the etzem iser is the bailus on the chametz. No, the etzem iser is that it's in your borders. It's in your home. That's the iser. Just there's a het there if it belongs to somebody else. That's sad B. Sarei of the Chakira is that the Isser is to own the Chametz. Now, from the Shita of those Rishonim who hold that Chametz Shel Acherim, what's the mind Chametz Shel Acherim? Dafka chometz of a goy, when the Gemara says that chometz shel acherim you're allowed to have, that's meant the chometz of a goy, shel akum, but chometz shel Yisrael, even if it's a chometz shel acherim, the Baal HaBayis is over. So it's clear that they hold like the second side, that's chakira. But the etzem ahusa isu is like yes a chometz. They're just a tenai that if it belongs to somebody else, it's mutter. And therefore we can say that dafka, the chametz of a goy, is included in the chametz of someone else, chametz of another. But chametz of a Jew, no. And therefore chametz of a Jew is also b'bal yaroiv, and the chametz isn't yours. That's all if we say that the etzem hose iser is riyas ha-chametz, that you have chametz in your house. So we can say the heter was only said when it belongs to a guy, but not when it belongs to a Jew. So when it belongs to a Jew, so if you have chametz in your house, then it's a Jew's, so you have no heter. When it belongs to a guy, there's a heter. That's if you say like tzad B. But if we say like tzad A, that the guf iser is the bilus and the chametz, so how can you be over if it belongs to a Jew? What's the difference? Jew or guy, it's not yours. So it must be that according to this sheet of the Rishonim, that the miut of the Gemara is only the chametz of a guy is mutter, not of a Jew, is holding like the second side of the chakira, that it's also for chametz to be in your boundaries and your borders. And there's a special heter for a guy, but not for the chametz of it, for the chametz of a guy, but not for the chametz of a Jew. But kayadua, not everybody holds like this shita. It's a shita. So according to the shita, we, Baruch Hashem, we have a hochacha like tzad beis. V'haya nira'a l'avi hochacha brura me'agmara kemo atzad ha'sheni hazeh. I'd like to bring a clear proof, like the second side of this chakira, from the Gemara in Psachim 29a. Shteit in Gemara, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yankif, Le'olam Rabbi Yehudai. Really, the Mishnah's Kedas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Chometz She'over Lava Pesach is Asur Min HaTorah, and even though Chometz She'over Lava Pesach is Asur Min HaTorah, Rabbi Yehuda learns in the Pasuk that Chometz, that's Asur La'achar Zmanai, is Dafka Chometz Shel Yisroel. The chametz shel goy is mutter, and the reason is yalef seor de achila misor de ri'iya. We learn the yisur of seor that it says legabe achila, from the yisur of seor that it says legabe ri'iya. The Torah asers eating chametz, and the Torah asers leaving chametz in your house. Lo yireh lecha seor. Legabe yisur shel ri'iyat seor lo asra Torah al chametz shel Yisrael, velo chametz shel nochri. ויש למוד משם שגם לגבי איסור של אכילת שאור לא עשרה תורה לחמץ של ישראל, אבל חמץ של נוכרי מותר באכילה מן התורה אפילו בפסח. כך פרשי. So we can learn the שאור of אכילה from the שאור of ראייה. מה שאור דה ראייה? שלך אי אתה רואה, אבל אתה רואה של אחרים ושל גבוה. Just like leaving it in your house, it's only if it's yours, you're not allowed to. But if it belongs to others or God, hekdesh, you're allowed to. So to sorav achila, shalcha yata echel. You're not allowed to eat if it's yours, but shalachem mishal gavoy, you're allowed to eat. It's a pretty big wow of a shita. In other words, Rav Acha Bar Yankif holds Das Rabbi Yehuda, that we learn Seor de Re'iyah from Seor de Achila from Seor de Re'iyah. Just like by Re'iyah we say Shelcha Yata Ro'eh, Aval Ata Ro'eh Shel Acherim Mishal Kavoah. Gam Ken Ba'achila Mutar Le'achol Shel Acherim Mishal Kavoah. You're allowed to have buy you chametz that's not yours, that belongs to others in Hekdesh, so too you're allowed to eat. Now, if we say that the mahus of the Yisr of Baal Yeroi is the bailus on the chametz, like the first said, the question is, how can we learn s'or da achila from s'or da ri'iyah? The mas s'or da ri'iyah ataro'e shal acherim v'shal gavoa. Gam kein s'or da achila ataro'e ataro'chel shal acherim v'shal gavoa. Ma pito. By ri'iyah, the atzmus ha'isr, u'mahuso is bailus. And memelam, when the chametz isn't yours, belongs to others, you're not over on the left. But achila, the yisr is the achila. Mechi teisi, you can learn one from the other. How can you make such a gzeira shava? It's a nishma ktzat absurd. Bailus, if it belongs to somebody else, you're allowed to have bailus. So if it belongs to somebody else, you're allowed to eat it. If it belongs to somebody else, you're allowed to have bailus because the yisr is the bailus. And the mela, it's not your bailus. If that's why you're allowed to have it, belongs to somebody else. But eating it, you're eating it. The yisr is achila. Mazim mishaneh, if it belongs to me, it belongs to somebody else, I'm eating it. But if we say that the mahus of the yisr is the ri'iyah itself, and the bailus is but a geder t'nai, im no ma, shemahut ha'isur is the ri'iyah atzma. In other words, that it's in your possession, that it's in your house, that it's in your border, in your boundary. And the bailus is just a t'nai v'inyan. Only usr if it belongs to you, but that's not the mahus ha'isr. So then we understand the limud from ri'iyah to achila. That just like by ri'iyah, the etzem ha'isr is the ri'iyah, and there's a t'nai of bailus. Shebe ein ha'bailus shelo, ein ha'ri'iyah surah. By ri'iyah, the etzem iser is ri'iyah, that it's in your boundaries, that you see it, k'viyach. And there's a t'nai of bailus, that if there's no bailus, the ri'iyah is not aser. So to buy achila. It's true that the geder ha'isur is the maisa achila. However, there's a t'nai of bailus. Just like there's a t'nai of bailus by ri'iyah, there's also a t'nai of bailus by achila. If the mahus ha'isr is the bailus, then achila can't be prepared because there the mahus ha'isr isn't bailus. But if the mahus ha'isr by ri'iyah is the ri'iyah, just that it's in your possession, and bailus is a t'nai, so we could say by achila also. The mahus ha'isr is the achila, but there's a t'nai that it has to be yours, so you can learn one from the other. And this is a raya like the second side. Wow, that's a great raya, huh? That it's only together tonight, that the bailus and the chametz is only together tonight. It would appear that from the Rambam, it's muchach kidvareinu, like the second side of the Zohar Kira, that the din bailus and the chametz is begeder t'nai. Because b'reish hilchos chametz u'matzah b'minyan ha'mitzvahs, Rambam writes, shelo yeroe chametz kol shiva. Hey, vav shelo yimatzei chametz kol shiva. He doesn't say anything about bailus. See, the Rambam holds that the etzim himatzah shel ha'chametz, hu hu ha'geder ha'isur ma'uto. ולועדים לשל אחרים אתה רואה הוא רק בגדר צנאי המתיר ויובן היטב לפי זה מה שהרמב״ם so it's only a tonight but the עצם מסיר is the לא ירוע ולא ימוצא ויובן היטב לפי זה with the רמב״ם in the first parakim of the וחס חמץ ומצא doesn't mention at all this דינו של חי אתה רואה only in the fourth halacha the fourth parak he mentions it. Because the shitaso, it's a prat mi pirtei ha-mitzvah, but it's not mi etzem ha-mitzvah, so you didn't have to mention it earlier. V'doi keitev b'dvori. V'nir aloi ma'ar l'fi zeh. שכל זה הוא רק לגבי חומץ, לא יירא ולא ימוצא אצל לשון הכוסר, בגדר עצם הימצאות. So you can say the bile is only בגדר תנאמה, שאין כן משקוי לא יסחסי רויץ, ולשון הכוסר is לא יהיה לך. There the עצם הביילוס is the יסר, פשט לשון הפוסק. By chometz, it's etzem ha-himatzut. The bilus is a tenai. The very fact that it's with you is the yisur, and the bilus is a tenai. When it comes to mishkolos, when it comes to false weights, there is a sipur acher. There, the etzem ha-bilus is the yisur. Kalashan ha-mikro lo yalecha, etc. b'kischa. And it's also muchruch in the Rambam. Beginning of going to have the Rambam right, Shloi al Adam, Evan, Bevan. He writes Shloi Yi al Adam. He doesn't write like he writes in Chametz U'Matzah, Shloi Yira. You shouldn't own it. Bailus. And this Lachor is Lahefech Midivrei Arav Mibritzk. We learn the Gabi Chametz, the Bailus is the Yisr, and the Mishkolos, the Shehi is the Yisr. We want to say Fakert. The Gabi Chametz, the Shehi is the Yisr, that's the Etzem Yisr, and the Bailus is a Tanai. And the Gabi Mishkolos, the Bailus is the Mehosa Yisr. So now we can say, B'derech Efsher, Baruch Hashem, Ezes Hashem is Barach, that that's the reason of the Rambam, who's mechalek between chometz and mishkolos l'nyan kinyan. That by mishkolos, where the gedor ha'isur is the bailos, it would appear that the bailos is not the gedor ma'isur pu'ula. It's a matzav of bailos. A person's in a situation where he owns it. So even if he comes to this matzav of bailos ha'idei ma'isur, we don't care. Because the Yisr is the Bailus, not how he gets there. How he gets there, he gets there. But the Yisr is the Bailus. Mashenke and B'chometz, the Gedder of the Yisr is that Re'iyas HaChometz, Shelcha Yataroya. As the Torah is Makbid, Lo Yira HaChometz, we shouldn't have Chometz in our borders. And if you cause that to happen, you're over Belav. So if you're Goyrein B'loi Maisa, it's Alav Shem B'maisa. But if you're goyring that it's in your borders with a maisa, then it's a lav sheyesh po maisa. If you bought chametz, or you're a machmetz. So that's why the Rambam says, kana chametz uchim tzoloke. Because here the yisr is the re'iyah, the shehiyah. So whatever you did to cause it to be in your borders is usr. Whereas there, and when it comes to mishkolos, there the yisr is the bailus. So what I did to cause myself to have bailus, mazeh mishaneh. That's not the ma'ase iser. Ma'ase iser is the bailus. Here the ma'ase iser is that it's in your bent borders. So whatever I do to put it in my borders, it's going to be aser. If I do with a ma'ase, it's going to be a lav sheish bo ma'ase. That's one derech. We can say another derech that is meduyik in the Rambam, not like we're saying now, and that is Lashon Rambam kol ha'mashe beveso mishkol chaser. So maybe the gedra of the Isser is the shihui. So as meduyik Lashon Rambam af mishen ze lokech u'mocher ba'ashem yavoy mishen yodesh yichaser v'yimdu, but even though you don't use it, but so maybe somebody else will. What is the Rambam telling us? The Rambam is telling us a reason for din do'iraisa? No. The Rambam is telling us the gather of the Yisr. The dafke b'shihiyah yisro b'veso she'asidim li'koshel ba hu do'ivra ala Yisr v'lu yitzuyir she'ulo mishkoles b'veso b'lo she'u enu ever klam. The problem with shihiyah is that you're going to be over on the Yisr. And if there could be a scenario where you have mishkoles b'veso without shihui, you're not over. Because if they're hanging around your house, somebody's going to come to use them. So the Rambam is telling you that the problem is they're hanging around your house. And somebody's going to be nichshel, but in a case where somebody wouldn't be nichshel, it's not a problem. In theory, if you could have them in your house and nobody would be nichshel because there'd be no shiwi, it wouldn't be a problem. So according to this, that's the chilek between chometz and mishkalos. Mishkalos, that the shiwi is the iser, v'gufa shiula oilam ein bo maisa. So there the iser is the shiwi. The shiwi never has a maisa. Because a maisa kinyan has no shaychas with the shiwi beveso. And therefore the Rambam didn't paskin that if you buy mishkolos, chaser is loike. Problem is that it's hanging around your house. So it doesn't matter how it got there. Even if you bought it, it doesn't matter. That's not the yisr. So therefore you're not chayiv. If you did a maisa to get it in your house, put it in your house to buy it. Hashem came with chametz. The etzem hain matzis begvulo wa yisr. Val ze alavu oiver miyad al yidei maisa. In other words, the buy mishkolos, the etzer is the shihui. It's hanging around your house. So, the etzem kinyan isn't going to be an isr. Because the issue is that it's shohesham, it's staying there for a duration of time, for a prolonged period. We're scared somebody's going to be nichshel. So since the fear is that somebody's going to be nichshel, the etzem akinyan isn't the problem. The problem is that somebody's going to be nichshel when it hangs around your house. So since that's the problem, the buying it isn't going to be in it lav sheish bo maisa. Mashenkein chom is the very fact that you have it. That's the Isser. And therefore, anything you do to get it is going to be called the Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. So we have the Kitzur, three Terutzim to the Kasha. What's the difference between Chametz and Mishkalos? Why by Chametz do you have to buy it in order to make it Lav Sheish Bo Maisa, but by Mishkolos buying it doesn't make it a lav sheish bo maisa. The brisk rov, by chametz the iser is the bailus. In the mela, what you do to give, you have bailus on it is lav sheish bo maisa. Whereas by false weights, false measures, the fact that it's in your possession, that it's shehiya etzlo, that's the iser. And since that's the Isser, it doesn't really matter how it got there. However you got it there isn't going to be making a Maisa. A Lav Sheish Bo Maisa. What matters is afterwards that it's there. Whereas by Chametz, the Isser is the Kinyan. So Memela, the second you make a Kinyan on it, you bought it, it's a Lav Sheish Bo Maisa by Chametz. But by Mishkolos, the Isser is the Shehiya. And that's not... that by definition is not a maisa. One answer. We suggested possibly in the Rambam that by you have to have bailus on the just like by chametz you have to have bailus, so too by mishkolos. We said another teretz after a big chakira and what's the gather of bayir or bayir matze, is the mehusa isser the bailus, or is the mehusa isser that it's in your possession? And the bailus is a tenai. We brought rise that the bailus is a tenai. But the iser is that it's in your possession. So according to that, we're mechalek that by shkolos, the iser is the bailus. And we showed a lashon of the Rambam that it's mashmir that by mishkolos, the iser is the bailus. So yela adam evan vevan. It shouldn't be yours. The issue is the bailus. If the issue is the bailus, so them. We don't care how you got the bilus. You're not over for the, you're only over for the bilus, not for the kinyan. Whereas by chametz, the issue is that it's in your borders. So whatever you do to get it in your borders is going to be yasir. And therefore it's called a maisa if you bought it. That's how you put it in your borders, or if you made it, that's how you put it in your borders. Whereas when it comes to mishkolos, the issur is the bailus. And bailus, by definition, is not an action, it's a matziv. So mele, when it comes to mishkolos, there's no, there can't be a lav sheish bo maisa, because it's an avera, which is defined as a matziv, as a situation, not as an act. Whereas by chametz, the Torah was makbid that we shouldn't have chametz in our borders. So the Torah is telling you, anything you do to put it in your borders is bad. And the male, if you do a maisa for that, it's a lav shesh bo maisa. That's answer number two. And answer number three is that really, by mishkolos, it's not the bailus that's the isser, it's the shehiyah. But since the shehiyah is the duration of time that it stays afterwards, doesn't matter if you bought it, because that's not the isser. The isser is that it's hanging around with you afterwards. You're going to be nichshal in it. Someone else will be nichshal. Therefore, the buying it isn't going to be a lav shmaisa mashenkin when it comes to chametz. There, the isser is the very second it's in your borders. It's already aser. So, mele, what you did to bring it there is going to be a maisa, and you get malchus for that. So, that is those are the three mahalchim that we presented in this sugya, and yesh kamuvan od la'achiv meod. ואני מקווה שנזכה בשיעור אחד מהשיעורים הבאים, ואני מודה לאהוביי ולראיי שהייתם איתי. יהי רצון שנזכה הלאה ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות, קיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתו ואהבה, שלום שלום אהוביי, ידידיי מורי ורבותיי. נזכור תמיד שסוף דבר הכל נשמע, את האלוקים ירא ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה הכל האדם, שלום שלום.